Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Tuesday, April 9th. Today on Forbes, meet Stephanie Pope, the woman trying to clean up Boeing's 737 MAX mess. When Stephanie Pope was appointed Chief Operating Officer of Boeing in December, the reaction of many outside the company was, "Stephanie who?" A little-known finance specialist who had most recently run the smallest of Boeing's three divisions, devoted to aftermarket parts and services, the surprise promotion was seen as giving Pope the chance to gain the operational experience to succeed CEO David Calhoun in another few years. But with Boeing thrown into yet another crisis in January, after a mid-air blowout of a panel on an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX, renewed scrutiny over the safety of its airplanes, change at the top has been accelerated. Under pressure from federal investigations and airline customers furious over delays in receiving their aircraft, Boeing's board announced last week that it would begin searching for a new CEO to replace Calhoun, who said he would leave by year-end. Pope, who is 51 years old, was abruptly given the job of running its commercial airline business, taking over from Stan Deal. Now it seems less likely that Pope will take over as CEO. Amid criticism that Boeing lost its engineering mojo over the past 20 years under CEOs with a finance background, GE alumni Calhoun and Jim McNerney, Wall Street and airlines are clamoring for someone with manufacturing chops to straighten out the company's production problems. An audit conducted in the wake of the Alaska incident by the Federal Aviation Administration at the 737 MAX factory in Renton, Washington, found it to be below standards on 33 of 89 parts of the manufacturing process that were examined. This, according to a presentation obtained by the New York Times. Production of the MAX, Boeing's best-selling plane, has slowed dramatically as the company works to improve processes. And for the same reasons, three industry observers told Forbes they're skeptical whether Pope is more than a placeholder at Boeing Commercial Airplanes. Richard Abulafia, a managing director at Aerodynamic Advisory, told Forbes, quote, "Proficiency in Microsoft Excel is not what's missing here. Interim leader? Sure. Person who rescues a deeply troubled unit? Hell no." A Boeing spokesman told Forbes that Pope wasn't being made available for interviews. But Calhoun and the board seem to have faith in Pope's abilities. Three former Boeing employees who worked with Pope over the past three decades offered some explanations as to why. They told Forbes that she's a formidable leader who has a skill set that could make her effective as CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes. They described her as a hard worker, a good listener who's adroit at pumping employees for information and ideas, and skilled at building a consensus. A former executive who spoke to Forbes on condition of anonymity to speak freely said that she may not be an engineer, but given how complicated the production system is for a plane with hundreds of thousands of parts, quote, "it's never going to be one person who solves all the problems there. It will take a team, and I think Stephanie's leadership style is perfect for getting the team assembled and focused around that problem." Pope grew up in the St. Louis area and studied accounting at Southwest Missouri State University. She went to work in 1994 as a financial analyst at McDonnell Douglas's military aircraft division in St. Louis, where her father worked. McDonnell Douglas was acquired by Boeing in 1997. Bill Krall, a retired finance manager, recalls being impressed after the merger by Pope's performance at a quarterly performance review of defense programs, where she was the youngest present in a room full of senior executives. Krall said, quote, "she asked much more insightful questions and seemed to know a lot more than all these other guys. I started telling everybody, that girl is going places." Robert Samuelson Jr., who was Pope's boss early in her career at Boeing, ended up working for her by the late aughts as she rose into finance management positions at the Defense Division. And he said he was happy to have the tables flipped. He said, quote, "she was an outstanding boss." Krall and Samuelson described her as upbeat, social, and even-tempered. Samuelson added, quote, "extremely positive person. People wanted to go work for her." For full coverage, check out Jeremy Bogaski's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.